From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A decision by Germany could have led to a new route for refugees. Croatia's government has formed a crisis body to deal with thousands of migrants pouring into their country from Serbia after Hungary sealed its border. More than 5,000 people have entered the country in just one day, straining the authorities who scrambled to keep control over the situation. VOA's Luis Ramirez in Munich says Germany's decision to tighten its border has contributed to Hungary's decision to seal its border.
What's happened is that since Germany started implementing border controls on Sunday, that changed everything. It created essentially a domino effect, a series of bottlenecks across Europe. As soon as the Germans started controlling who was coming in and limiting the numbers, which is essentially what they're doing by basically taking anyone who comes to the German border into custody, putting them into a registration process, and then putting them into the asylum application process, well, that sent the signal all the way back into the pipeline that the Germans had closed the border, which isn't actually what happened, but certainly they were restricting it. This caused nations all down the line, and most notably Hungary, to seal its border with Serbia to migrants. And, well, the situation now is that they are searching for other ways.
And one of those ways is through Croatia, where migrants could be seen crossing through cornfields and along the roads into the country, holding children and carrying their belongings. This is VOA News. Military officials in Burkina Faso say interim president Michel Kafando has been stripped of his functions and the government has been dissolved. The announcement came from Lieutenant Colonel Mamadou Bamba on state-run television Thursday. Bamba said the military has put in place a National Democracy Council to organize new democratic and inclusive elections. Meanwhile, in the streets of the capital, Ouagadougou, sporadic shooting rang out as it had the day before, the sound of soldiers trying to keep protesters from gathering. The statement comes a day after members of the Presidential Guard who support ousted President Blaise Compaoré broke into a cabinet meeting and arrested the interim President Kafando, the Prime Minister, and other government ministers. A major earthquake just off the Chilean shore killed five people, forced a million to evacuate, and shook the earth so strongly that the tremor was felt across South America. Several coastal towns were flooded from small tsunami waves set off by the quake. The magnitude 8.3 quake that hit off northern Chile Wednesday night lasted for 3 minutes, causing buildings to sway in the capital, Santiago, and prompting authorities to issue a tsunami warning for the Andean nation's entire Pacific coast. That has now been called off. The earthquake also sparked a tsunami advisory for part of coastal California and Hawaii, prompting officials in both states to urge caution around shorelines. Republican presidential candidates took aim at frontrunner Donald Trump, but succeeded in landing some blows on the real estate mogul, according to analysts, during a contentious second debate of the campaign season Wednesday. Trump, whose poll numbers have been on the rise for the past 2 months, was on the defensive for much of the night as he stood center stage among 10 of his rivals during the marathon three-hour debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Jim Malone is VOA's national correspondent.
There's some pushback, I think, tonight from some of the professional politicians. You know, the outsiders, especially Donald Trump and Ben Carson, someone else we've seen come up in the polls, were not as prominent. Carly Fiorina, though, did make an impression on stage, and I think she'll be around for the next debate as well.
Well, it's going to be a while before the first voting in the long journey back to pick presidential nominees in the U.S. takes place. It's not scheduled until February 1st at caucuses in the rural state of Iowa. Suicide bombers attacked the central district of Iraq's capital Thursday, killing at least 12 people. No immediate claim of responsibility for the blast in two predominantly Shiite neighborhoods in Baghdad, but they resemble the frequent bombings there by Sunni militants during the past decade. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.